What's up, family? I'm only going to talk a little bit. Today is daylight saving time. This is March the 10th, 2024. This is episode number 312 on Rennell's Food for Thought Pod Radio Cast, brought to you by Rennell's Real Talk Media Network. Brothers and sisters, I'm not going to be long because sometimes you don't have to be long-winded in order to get your point across. Today, I want to talk a little bit about standing on the truth. Standing on the truth. If you take the past 3 years in America, what would you see? You would see a country that is slowly going down the tubes. When you see a country that's going down the tubes, you have to ask yourself, why is that? Well, you look at the people who run the country. You look at your senators, your congressmen. You look at your president. You look at your mayors. You look at your Supreme Court justices. You look for the governors. All these type of titles of politicians and lawmakers, and you see what is really happening in America. When you're able to be truthful with yourself, you understand, and you won't fall for the okey-doke that a lot of times that is being preached to you by these titles that I just mentioned. Because a lot of times people want these titles, and they will say anything to get them. And that includes to lie to the people in order to gain the so-called respect or the following of these people that vote for these people when it comes time for election or people to be placed in certain offices. But standing on truth, always remember you have to stand on what you believe. You can't always go by what people say. You have to do your own research in order to understand when you go out and you cast a vote, or when you go out and do anything, seek a job, to seek a business. You want to go out there with the understanding on what these jobs or businesses may be. That's why when you stand on truth and your belief, you will make it the majority of the time, because a lot of times you will run into roadblocks, but you still have to stand on truth. See, a lot of churches over the years have left the truth. They have given you what you want to hear. They have given you motivational speeches, but they have not fed you the true word of God. I've been checking out this series, The Chosen, and I find it pretty good. I like it because it focuses more on the different apostles instead of just focusing all on Jesus. It focuses on the other guys that were involved with Jesus and the following of Jesus. So The Chosen is pretty good. But standing on truth is a individual walk, because every individual is not going to stand on truth. People will stand on something that may not be true, but they will stand on it because it may bring some type of monetary compensation. And people like that, you have to be very watchful of, because people who will stand on a lie and know it's a lie just for monetary gain, that's something you have to be mindful of, because a person like that, it'd be kind of hard to trust a person who will stand on a lie and know it's a lie and continue to feed into that lie. That's why the truth is so important. That's why the truth is hated. People hate the truth. People hate the truth because people don't want to accept the fact when something is true or not. So they will come with all kind of excuses. Why I can't do this or why I can't do that. It's like people will say, oh, I don't want to get married now because we are trying to get our finances in order. A lot of times people will get their finances in order and they still won't get married. See, it's just something to buy time with, because all you have to do is come out and say, hey, truthful, I don't want to be married. But we're going to stand and get our finances together. And then you get your finances together, and then the next thing you know, both individuals split and go their own separate ways. So just be truthful. You either do want to get married or you don't. Because the lie, of course, not all the time, people need to get their finances in order. But when you are truthful with one another, even if your finances aren't in order, you will be able to stand and rise together because you have the truth on your side. Anytime you have the truth on your side, you will always rise above a law. And I'm sorry, rise above the devil. But when you are deceiving yourself, you will continue to stay where you are, which is no place. But people believe lies because, see, the lie is popular. People love to tell lies on people because it brings, especially on social media, followings and listens and things of that nature. But the truth is something that doesn't really garner enough attention the way it should be, especially when it comes to people in politics, people in a church. People in a church will stand with whatever sounds good, but when it comes to the truth, they will run away from the truth, or they will give you every excuse as to why it's not the truth. I've heard a guy on a video. See, this is sometimes videos are people believe too much in them. It was a young guy. He was a pastor. He was somewhat debating Pastor Geno Jennings, and the guy was talking about, where does it say that it's not okay to cheat? The man was talking about, it's okay to cheat. Now, this is supposed to be a pastor. So this is why it's very dangerous to keep listening to people who don't know what the hell they're talking about. But this is what people do. People love to listen to this type of language because people want to continue to do the things that they do, especially people in the church. They will find a church that will agree with their lifestyle so they can continue to call themselves saved. This pastor was talking about, it's okay to cheat because it doesn't say so in the Bible. And this is what this guy said. It's okay to cheat because it does not say it's wrong to cheat in the Bible. That just goes to show you, he don't know what the hell he's talking about. I guess he never heard of fornication. But like I say, these are people who like recognition, and you have so many people in this world will follow that type of foolish nonsense. But this is what people do. That's why you have to be very careful. You stand on truth, because a lie can never trump the truth, because what goes on in the dark will come out in the light. And Jesus has always been the light, and the devil is the darkness. So when you continue to believe these lies, always believe the truth will always trump a life, not a trump a lie. Brothers and sisters, we must learn to turn our minds on truth and start believing more in truth. But if you like believing in lies, you continue on serving the master that you serve, but it ain't Jesus the Christ. Peace out. The next week.